You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. And welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Dominic Lee coming to you respectively from our studio at Radio Park in Racine and also Civic Media's world headquarters in Madison. You can always reach us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. I do want to make a correction. I made a mistake. The Brewers and the Cubs are in action today, but you're not going to be able to hear the game here on WRJN.
The first game.
Both games.
Both games, okay.
So if you do want to listen to the Brewers and the Cubs, you can catch it on terrestrial radio, but that's only going to happen on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. Again, the Brewers against the Cubs in Chicago today. Our broadcast starts 12:45, game number two at 6:30. But again, to clarify, I goofed. And it is not on WRJN, just to let you know about that. I want to welcome our guests. Very much looking forward to talking about this. Dr. Ben Weston is the Chief Health Policy Advisor for Milwaukee County, also the Chief Medical Director for the Milwaukee County Office of Emergency Management. And Jim Case is the City of Wauwatosa Fire Chief. Gentlemen, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Dr. Weston, I want to start off with you, I guess, a little bit. We're talking about flood damage and what a mess. We have at least 13,000 households now in Milwaukee County alone that have reported damage. And I said this last week in the first couple of days afterwards, it just gets worse. All this story, people with collapsed basement walls and 10 feet of water. I mean, the basement was full. They had a foot of water on the first floor. It's really hard to wrap your brain around.
That's right. I mean, you see a lot of it just driving around Milwaukee County in the different neighborhoods. You can see, you know, park paths collapsed, baseball diamonds collapsed in. But really what you don't see is what's inside everyone's home, and that lots of folks are really struggling here. Whether it's just a little bit of water or a lot of water, it can create a lot of problems for those folks, not just in the days and weeks ahead, but months and years down the road.
Absolutely. We had 6 inches of water. I feel so blessed that we only had 6 inches of water. At the same time, I had a new water heater delivered yesterday. Mm-hmm. That's $2,500, you know, for folks who do. We know a lot of people don't even have $5,000 worth of savings available to them. How do you come back? What if you lose your furnace and your water heater and your washer and dryer? And in a lot of instances, Dr. Weston, insurance doesn't cover this.
That's right. That's right. And there's a lot of different layers to unpack here. And so in the immediacy, as you're cleaning, there's hazards that you have to be careful of. It could be that there's sharp objects under that water, whether it's in your driveway or in your basement. There could be electric currents. There could be chemical spill, chemical runoff. There could be sewage in that water. And then even once that water is gone and things look okay, what's going on beneath the surface? Are you having mold starting to grow in the pad underneath your carpet or in the drywall or the wood that got touched by that water? And so those sort of things don't appear immediately, but they can cause respiratory issues and other problems down the line.
And the regarding these floods here, especially in this location, southeastern Wisconsin, we've spoken to our meteorologist Brittany Merlot about this. We're not used to this. I said on the air that when I saw that video footage of the drone shot from AmFam Field coming back and showing the cars, that was when I realized it was Milwaukee. I thought everyone was, I'm like, this, why are people saying Milwaukee? That's not Milwaukee. This never happens. But not only does it happen, as we see, it's something we need to get used to. And it's about planning for yourself. We can't plan total damage, but what we can do is, and this is a question to both of you, is what can we have ready to go in our homes to be ready in these situations, whether it's just, you know, a good mop, flashlight, batteries, that kind of thing. What are your suggestions so people can at least be prepared a little bit if something like this occurs again?
Chief Case, we'll start with you if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Good morning. Thanks for having us. Yeah, this is one of the messages that we continue to push out to our public, whether it's flooding, tornadoes, other severe weather, blizzards, anything like that, to have kind of a to-go kit. That go kit, we've pushed that message out for years now, and it's everything you really need. We talk about making sure you've got your medications. If you do have to get out of the home quickly, that you take your pets and you take things you're going to need for a while, because we've seen in past events, whether it's in this region, around the state, around the country, that while we hope to get you back to your house quick, sometimes it's days, weeks, mm-hmm. or unfortunately months before you can get back to those impacted areas. So to-go kits with those critical documents, points of contact, where are you going to go, things like that, but also simple stuff. A case of drinking water, you know, some bottled water, a flashlight, some food that won't spoil, things like that, just that so you can kind of hold your own for a while until the emergency response, until we can get there. Needless to say, it was an overwhelming flooding issue, and yeah. Everybody throughout Milwaukee County and Southeast Wisconsin, we were tapped. We were calling in resources from other areas of the state to come help us. So you may have to, unless it's a true life-threatening, hey, we got to rescue you out of those rising waters, you may have to fend for yourself for a little while. So yeah, mm-hmm. being prepared with some of those things is a great idea.
Well, and Chief Case, this is something that we've mentioned as well. This is where neighbors can step in and help. If you have folks who, again, aren't, you know, they're not going to have a water heater for 2 weeks. They need to do laundry. They need to take a shower. They need to. I did that for a week with a little house in the prairie, and you water up, you heat the water on the stove and stuff like that. But if you can offer yeah. your neighbors a place to go, again, to at least do a couple loads of laundry or take a shower or give the kids a bath, that'll be huge, because I'm imagining, Chief Case, for some of the damage that you've seen in Wauwatosa, there are people who are going to be out of their homes for months.
Absolutely. Yeah, the neighbors helping neighbors. Our response force is limited. We can only get to so many things. And we encourage that. But we also recognize there's a portion of our population that we push a lot of messages out in different media formats, whether it's TV, radio, social media. But we know some of our other populations, whether that's non-English speaking or seniors, things like that, they don't get some of that messaging the ways we normally push it out. So asking neighbors, hey, not only to go check on them, but make sure they're aware of what the situation is. And on the flip side, to let us know what their needs are. So yeah, without a doubt, we're going to have some damage. It's going to be longstanding. And unfortunately, it's a big impact on this community and Milwaukee County as a whole.
If you're just joining us, Dr. Ben Weston is our guest. He's Milwaukee County's Chief Health Policy Advisor, and Jim Case, the Fire Chief for the city of Wauwatosa. And we're talking about the flood damage mm-hmm. after the floods from yeah. last weekend. Dr. Weston, let's talk a little bit about black mold, because again, if this is something you've only heard about, you know, on a side thing, there are very, very serious health ramifications that we're talking about mold.
Absolutely. There's a few key steps you want to think about when we're talking about mold. So first, understand where that mold is likely to be. So the mold is going to thrive in carpet, in drywall, in insulation, cardboard, furniture, really anything that's porous, anything that can soak up the water and give that mold somewhere to cling on and to grow. Number two, you got to act quickly. And if you haven't acted already, we're more than a week in. Now is the time. Mm-hmm. Open the windows, open the doors, run fans, dry that area out, ventilate that area as well as you can. And when you're doing all this, number three, you want to do it safely. So you want to be wearing a mask. You want to be wearing gloves. You want to be wearing goggles if it's going to be splashing around. You want to be careful how you're mixing your chemicals. Don't mix bleach and ammonia. You can create a toxic mix there. And so you want to do this with caution, but you want to do it thoroughly, clean things, dry them out so that you're not dealing with this way down the line.
Yeah, most definitely. If you could get to it, again, sooner is always better than mm-hmm. than letting it wait. But as we talked about too, Dr. Weston, if you don't have any power, this happened to us a number of years ago, you can't clean up the basement because you can't see anything.
That's right. That's right. There are compounded challenges here, but at least you can start, you know, getting the flashlight down there, getting the wet stuff out. And this goes back to helping neighbors. There's a lot of folks out there who maybe they're older, maybe they live alone. They can't carry that couch out. So knock on their door, say, how can I help you? I heard you got water in your basement. What can I do to help? Because to Chief Case's point, you get the fire departments, you get public health, you get the county. Everybody can only do so much. And so helping each other at times like this is critical as well.
And unfortunately, as we're finding out, flood insurance, it really depends upon what kind of coverage you have as far as whether or not this is going to help you.
That's right. I mean, this is not something we see on a monthly, yearly sort of basis, whether it's in Wauwatosa or the rest of the county. There's areas that get some flooding here and there, but we're seeing unprecedented flooding. Houses that never thought they would have to worry about water damage that are getting not just inches, but feet of water. So really an unusual event and something that people haven't planned for.
And here's a question. I saw a story about a couple whose floodplain status was changed, and they said that they did not know. And I contacted my mortgage lender, and I asked her about that. And she said that if that were to happen, we would get a letter from the bank saying your floodplain has changed. You must have flood insurance for your mortgage. But that's in my situation. This is a question to both of you. As far as floodplain and information, how do people go out and find that information, especially if it's changed, so they can keep, if they do want to invest in flood insurance, how do they keep themselves covered on that? Because that's, I mean, those are studies being done. And if you're getting something in the mail, a lot of people just chuck the mail nowadays because it all looks like bills to them. So what would they do to find this out?
Doc, I'll just jump in real quick from a municipality standpoint. One of the things we encourage our residents to do is if you're not sure on something, contact your municipality, whether that's your city engineer or your building department. They have all those floodplains mapped out. They know all the residents that are listed in there. And if they don't have the answer, they can at least get you in contact with someone. As far as the insurance side of it goes, obviously a little outside of my lane.
Sure.
But yeah, that I think whatever municipality you live in, whether that's city of Milwaukee, Wauwatosa, or throughout the county, that we have options to be able to dig some of that information up for you.
Well, and I think this is going to be important going forward because it's likely that some of these floodplain lines are going to change now because of instances like this.
Absolutely. Well, I think a great example, like we talk about down in, obviously, Wauwatosa focused, our area down in Hart Park experienced significant flooding, significant damage to our football field, our senior center, some things like that. But at the end of the day, that used to be residences. That was houses. That experienced recurrent flooding in 1996, 97, 98. And the decision was made in conjunction with the city, state, and federal resources that we're not going to rebuild and we're going to basically purchase all those homes. And now it's turned into a park. While the flooding down there was significant, it wasn't life-threatening. We weren't getting people out of houses like we had in the late 90s and early 2000s.
I remember that, Chief. I remember that because, again, I was in New Berlin. I had 2.5 feet that time around. But I remember when Wauwatosa bought all those homes, and the whole idea was to give the water more area to have some place to soak in, right? And we're going to be seeing more of this as we have to deal with things like this.
And it's never an easy discussion, and we expect some of those discussions will probably happen here over the next few months of what's the right choice. I can't say what that is now, but some of those discussions may happen again now.
We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Ben Weston, the Milwaukee County Chief Health Policy Advisor, and Wauwatosa Fire Chief Jim Case is our guest as well. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Dominic Lee coming to you respectively from Radio Park in Racine and Civic Media's world headquarters in Madison. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up in just a little bit after the 10:30 news, as we do, we like to lighten things up and get away from the news for a segment we call Audio Sorbet, a cleansing for your ear and your brain. Get away from the news a little bit. Audio Sorbet coming up after 10:30. We're going to talk about foods you didn't discover until late in life. Our friend and colleague Jim Santel, host of Amicus, a law review, very intelligent attorney.
He's an attorney.
He's a really smart man.
Very smart.
We just learned over the weekend he had never met this particular food before.
Yeah.
It's been revelation for him.
I agree.
We're going to talk about that after 10:30. You can join us as well. Right now, we are very happy to be joined by Ben Weston, Dr. Ben Weston, Milwaukee County's Chief Health Policy Advisor, and Jim Case, the fire chief from the city of Wauwatosa, talking about the incredible damage from the floods from last weekend. Over 13,000 people in Milwaukee County alone have so far reported damage. Chief Case, can you tell us, why is it important for people to report damage to 211? If you can't call that number, you can do it online. But why is that important that people do this?
Absolutely. It's kind of a one-stop shop, if you will, that when we had the initial damage, that was one of the places we were directing everybody to call. Hey, to report your damage. Let us know what happened to your house. That allowed us to, after the initial life-saving actions were taken, that we can get out and do some of those damage assessments rather than knocking door to door and trying to hit every house in the region. That gave us a little bit of focus so we can dial in on those that were impacted. As that continues, it helps us develop a better situational awareness, a better picture of how widespread this impact is, but allow us to get help to the folks that need it. And I think now we're shifting that a little bit, and Doc Weston can jump in on this one. Now it's more of, what do you need? Are there resources you need? Do you need help with anything? We talked about, hey, if you still have wet carpet in your basement or you're not able to get that furniture out, going to 211 or filing something on 211.com, they're on their website, gives them access to nonprofit and groups that want to help do some of those things. So Doc Weston, I don't know if you got more on that side.
No, that's exactly right, Chief. So one of the things you can do when you register your damage on 211, in addition to documenting that damage, providing that information to federal resources to try to get support to our region. As Chief mentioned, you can also say, I need help. I have furniture in my basement. I can't get up. I have drywall I need cut out. I have water I need sucked out of the basement. Yep. Whatever it is. And then you can be, as Chief mentions, matched up. You can be matched up with volunteer agencies that are saying, we want to help. What can we do? We get water out of basements, but we don't know where to start. Who should we start with? And that allows them to kind of go to communities, go to geographic areas, and help folks out.
Well, and you had mentioned earlier, and I just have this vision in my head now of some elderly resident. For people who have never had to remove carpeting that is soaking wet, it weighs a ton. It weighs a ton. My niece and her husband are in their 40s. They're in good shape. And she was talking about what a nightmare it was to get that stuff out. So there are folks who are going to need a hand. Yeah. Is there a place for people to go, Dr. Weston, if they would like to volunteer to help people?
Yep. So you can do that through 211 as well. You can also, we're working on getting a central repository for individuals. Right now it's more for businesses and organizations, but we're working on a central repository for individuals that say, I want to help out as well.
And this kind of wraps into where my question was going to go is, these are the good places to go, and calling your municipality, and imagine calling the fire department for questions as well. Staying away from maybe social media influencers, things of that nature, is not the way to find your information. It's going to these groups, organizations, governmental entities, and asking the questions to get the answers you need, because that's, you need the right information, and you need the accurate information from the experts.
Don't be following your cousin's dog walker's best friend who says it's fine to wade in floodwaters.
He knows a lot, all right?
It's really dangerous. Yeah. As you said, Chief David, or Case, you don't know what's in that water.
And Nolan, that's a great point. And we're asking people, well, the water's reset, went down a little bit. Things are looking a little better in that respect. Stay out of those areas. We've still got some significant damage along the rivers. We don't know what those banks look like. Areas have washed out. There could be sinkholes, things like that. So we just ask, even though right now, maybe there's not fences up, maybe it's not taped off anymore, just to stay away and quite frankly, to give us a little bit of space and a little bit of opportunity to continue this recovery process. We don't add to the injuries and to the number of people that are impacted.
What we don't want is
late in the afternoon on Sunday, we started to feel like things are getting a little better.
Yeah.
And we had a gentleman that decided kayaking down the river was a good idea. So we had to send some resources out. Fortunately, we were able to get him out after his kayak capsized and he was holding on to a tree. We're just asking people, stay out of those areas, out of the parks, out of those impacted neighborhoods so that the work can get done.
let's not make more work for our first responders. I think they're kind of exhausted the way it is. Yeah. Wauwatosa Fire Chief Jim Case and Dr. Ben Weston, Milwaukee County Chief Health Policy Advisor, thank you so very much for your time this morning, gentlemen. We really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you.
We have news coming up next, and then when we return, audio sorbet on the way a food you met late in life. Jim Santel has an example coming up. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning, and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Dominic Lee coming to you live, respectively, from our studio at Radio Park in Racine and Civic Media's world headquarters in downtown Madison. You can always join us. Call or text, both work today, at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll wrap up the show, as we always do, with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, it's the special delivery edition. Also, a reminder, Brewers and Cubs in action today. Our first broadcast starts at 12:45, but you have to listen on terrestrial radio. You cannot listen to the games on the stream, unfortunately. Yeah. But Brewers-Cubs, our first broadcast starts at 12:45, and then they have a doubleheader today. It was supposed to happen yesterday, got rained out. Our coverage for Game 2 starts at 6:30. You can listen again on terrestrial radio on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WCQM in Park Falls. Hello, Park Falls.
Hey, Park Falls.
And WBZH in Hayward. Brewers at the Cubbies. Go Crew.
And also, just a reminder, not on WRJN, just because they usually are. This time they are not.
Correct. This is the segment of the show we call Audio Sorbet.
Ooh.
Where we lighten things up, get away from the news, take a breath. A cleansing for your ears.
There they are.
As Greg likes to say, there's our harps.
Audio Sorbet, we clean your ears with fun.
There you go. That's the official slogan. Jim Santel, our friend and colleague, is here. Former U.S. attorney, host of Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 across the network. We learned something about you over the weekend, Jim Santel.
Yeah.
About a food you discovered late in life, and you're a fan. And Greg and I were kind of surprised you had never heard of this food before.
Absolutely. The two of you were most gracious and thoughtful in coming to my home over the weekend to be a part of a community outreach event, your personal commitment to a safer and more secure environment. Along the way, of course, you've got to have food at your home, right? And we gathered on my back patio. And so
nice.
I brought along, I've got a show and tell item here. Here are the receipts for what, among other things, a deviled egg tray, the fruit tray, the shrimp tray, all the kinds of things you need, right? And all of us reveled in that. And I will tell you that in anticipation of the event, a wonderful young woman at one of our local grocery stores said, well, what about bread items? What about things that, you know, your guests might like? And I said, well, what would you suggest? And she said, well, how about some pretzel bites? And there was a long pause on the conversation. And I said, pretzel bites? And she said, yes, with con queso tray sauce. And here it is. Here's the ad for it. I won't even tell you how much it is. It is worth every bit of it, the price of it. And sure enough, they showed up and I brought them again here today. They've been in my refrigerator since then. Here's the visual. They're turning into little rocks, I have to tell you.
I bet they are. You may want to zap those a little bit.
Here's the con queso dip that went along with it too. Got all these visual images for your radio listeners. And as we were standing around talking and enjoying some of the con queso dip and these wonderful pretzel bites, Greg and you and I and others were chatting about this particular item. And I said, I don't know anything about this. And to the amazement of everyone, including Greg and you and others, Santel, really? What universe do you live in? What rock are you now crawling out from under? And I will tell you that pretzel bites, I even speculated wrongly, as Greg corrected me, well, this is something new, right?
Yeah.
This is novel. Just in recent weeks, maybe, with the Brewers maybe just winning now so well, we're now announcing a whole new item. Maybe this came from the state fair, right? They're always coming up with crazy stuff, new stuff to eat. And nobody was biting on any of those theories, no pun intended. Instead, they all looked at me. Again, there was another pause. as they looked around and said, who is this man?
Where did never you come heard from?
A pretzel bites. And now I'm educated and my life is better and more complete as a result.
I was dumbfounded by this because at first I thought you were kidding. I thought you weren't incredulous towards the pretzel bites. You were enamored with them. You wanted to know their story. And when you said, are they new? I was like, you can't be serious. But you were. But here's the thing, Jim, is that you are a former U.S. attorney, currently practice attorney. You do a lot of great stuff for the community. You worked under five presidents, which means you chose to put important things into your brain. The knowledge of law, the knowledge of assistance, service, all those things.
Case law.
I sat here, case, exactly, Supreme Court decisions. You know, that is an important thing to know. It's okay that you didn't know pretzel bites. It was just so entertaining to watch you discover them. Like, literally, and I don't mean this as an insult, like watching a little kid discover something for the first time. Because you weren't judgy towards it. You just wanted to, and you wanted to know everything about it, which speaks to who you are as a person.
Right. And thank you so much for that justification, which my therapist and I will now pursue in our next session come to understand why it is I've been living in this shroud all this time. I'm going to go with that, but still, let's face it, the three of us, there's no excuse, Santel, for this, right? You should know this, and especially if it has been a commonplace item on tables, picnics, for a long period of time right here in Wisconsin, other places. Nice try, Greg, but there really is no excuse for my not knowing about this. And again, I now, like all things, like a young child discovering chocolate for the first time, right? That sort of thing. Now I have to tell you, I am fascinated by this. Was I thrilled to get the invitation to come and talk with you this morning, but again, I've got these still in my refrigerator. Now, the next time I'm going to the store, I'm going to look for packages and the dip and all kinds of things. You may, well, the two of you have created a small culinary, dietary food monster here.
Great.
And if I never come out of the stores again, it's your fault, but it's the community's fault. I'm delighted now to be enlightened in my understanding of pretzel bites with con queso sauce.
Jim Santel killed by carbs. That's going to be the headline all going to read. If you're just joining us today on Matt Nair on Air, Jim Santel is here, our friend and colleague and host of Amicus, a law review that you can listen to. I highly encourage you to check it out. 9 to 11 on Saturdays across the network. Jim, over the weekend, met for the first time pretzel bites. Mm-hmm. So for Audio Sorbet today, we are talking about foods you met late in life. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. What is something you checked out late in life? You thought, I'll give it a try. And it was a revelation. Like pretzel bites have been for
me. And I have to tell the two of you, it goes beyond this too. As you know, and I know you two also do a lot of outreach to high schoolers and college folks, and I do a lot of coaching and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. On a regular basis, when I show up for our practice sessions, they too, again, it's beyond just pretzel bites, my lack of exposure here. I look at them, they come here, we come with packages of things, food items in different ways, and I end up saying, What is that?
What is that?
What is this news thing that you've got here? And once again, they kind of look at each other. It could be everything from desserts, good items, vegetables, fruit items, all kinds of things. And again, we're not talking, Jane and Greg, we're not talking about the kinds of things that are at the state fair where you take, beef and caramel and deep fry it all and put it on a stick. These are mainstream things in the grocery store. No clue. And they laugh and I am enlightened by the 15-year-olds.
You are not alone, Jim. You are not alone. We have Cassandra just texted in. For me, it was discovering how delicious roasted Brussels sprouts are.
Yes,
see?
Yes, absolutely.
There are people who have come to foods later in life. They'd had no idea. It's like, this is a great thing.
I came to vegetables in my 30s. I was someone who stayed away from things like tomatoes. And, it was funny because when I was growing up, my parents would give, boil vegetables. So,
mine too.
Squishy carrots, And I asked my mom once, I said, if you would have just given me raw carrots, I would have eaten them. She said to me, I never thought of that.
And they're so much better for you.
They're so much better for you. So you stay away from vegetables because of those experiences. And tomatoes for me have I stayed away from because they just look gross. You cut them, there's all those seeds, and it's all that like, oh, gross, and they're tomatoes. And then you try and you're like, oh, well, darn it, I like these. And
tomatoes are wonderful.
I go back to the fact, Jim, that not only did you like discover them, but you embraced them. You know, yes. You didn't say no. That what is this newfound yes. magical food? I don't like it.
Newfangled pretzel right. bite right. thingies.
Yeah,
you people trying to mislead me right down some primrose path, some fake food idol that I've never been down before. But no, I have a newfound mission now. I will appear on your show later on, but I may be abandoning this whole law thing as I pursue further the whole idea of pretzel bites and maybe pretzel bite cousins. What else is out there? What else is out there that I have not yet explored?
Well, I'm gonna suggest that you go to Culver's because Culver's will do pretzel bites and cheese dip,
which is
pretty spectacular.
Well, that's what he's doing right now.
But you need to heat up those pretzel bites because they're gonna become little concrete blocks.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if you zap them a little bit, they'll get right. soft again.
I just want to go back to something really quick, Jim, that you said. When did I miss the deviled egg dish? Because when I got there were no deviled eggs. And
that's what you get for showing up late.
Yeah. The two big items I will tell you were the deviled eggs that were going. Someone actually proposed to take the entire tray home with him. And I said, you know, you're a guest. Do what you need to do. The other big item, we had shrimp there as well. Mm-hmm. And to your good point about your parents, Greg, we did have the vegetable and relish tray with dill dip. And so that was there. Dip. I've got more of that left over if the two of you If Dom, others would like to come on over this afternoon,
we can have
the little stones of these bites and just go nuts here. All kinds of things. The deviled eggs, regrettably though, Craig, all gone.
They were pretty hot.
They were a big mover. They were a big mover.
I want to share this for the final word. Artith on the live stream says, autumn squash soup is my late discovery.
I have never had that.
Well, we got to check that out.
I'm down.
Jim Santel is host of Amicus, a law review on Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 across the network. It is fantastic. You will learn so much.
He's also going to be on our show this Thursday, at 9:35, going over all the big news that concerns law. And it's always a great discussion. And I will be with you this Saturday producing Anarchist.
That's correct.
As well.
So looking forward to that as well.
It's literally like a mini law school class.
It's fabulous. It's fabulous. And by the way, speaking of one of the things we're to talk about when you join us on Thursday, Jim, Pam Bondi now says that they're going to start releasing Epstein files come on Friday. The files that she said did not exist, they're now going to release him on Friday. So if she does that,
I'm going to send her some pretzel bites. How's
the
that?
Hard ones. How's send that? Her the That's really, the deal, really hard ones.
We were so close. We were not talking that. About Epstein.
Jim Santel, thank you so much for joining us.
Always a delight.
Shouldn't be a Thanks, thing. Jim. Coming up next, stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning, and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dominic Lee in for our resident young person, Calvin, who's on vacation till Friday. Coming to you live from our respective homes here at Radio Park in Racine and also Civic Media's world headquarters in Madison. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk to the president and CEO of America's public television stations.
Yes. We're asking some questions.
Kate Riley's going to join us.
Asking some questions regarding the closure of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, what that means. As we've mentioned before, this doesn't mean NPR and PBS go away. It just means that the funding is going to be more difficult because they've relied, especially local radio stations, relied on big chunks of federal funding to help run those stations, which get the news to you, not a liberal conspiracy.
No, just it's not.
Unfettered actually. News done by great people who are doing great reporting.
Absolutely. So that's coming up tomorrow. I hope you can join us for that. I did want to share this also because I slammed Rojo, Wisconsin senior senator, a little bit earlier this morning for not signing on to a request from Gwen Moore and Tammy Baldwin for FEMA help in Wisconsin. Rojo did not sign that. However, AJ Biatpour reporting this morning that now all 10 members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation, including Ron Johnson, have signed on to a letter calling on FEMA to provide an expedited damage assessment. That's just getting them to come here.
Well, in today's day and age, we take what we can get.
Right. So that's a step. But
I say thank you to you.
Thank you, Ron Johnson, for signing that. Maybe it's because it was there were other Republicans on it that made you feel like you could sign it.
I think it was us. I think it was me
us?
And you. I think it was pressure from Big Matt and Air on just the pressure of this morning 9 to 11 show where we talk about cool things and fun stuff.
I'm sure that's,
in my head, that's what it was. I also, once again, just want to say thank you to everyone behind the scenes who helped us out yesterday and helped get us back on the air today.
Yes.
You are very much appreciative.
And rock stars.
Loved, and we shall get you a plate of pretzel bites, maybe. Jim Santel can throw in for
coming
it.
Soon.
There you go.
Near you. All right. It is 10:55, Dominic. That means it is time for as always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This is from Eyewitness 7 ABC News, Stephanie Sierra with the byline. The headline reads, hundreds of Amazon packages mistakenly shipped to a woman's home for over a year, quote, it's been hell, unquote.
There's a picture.
Oh, my goodness. It's an Amazon nightmare from San Jose, California. Hundreds of oversized packages showing up on your doorstep. You have no idea why.
Yeah.
You didn't order them. Mm-hmm. The shopping spree to your street has gone on at this woman's home for more than a year.
And by the way, I think there's a part of everyone who says, these are coming to my house. I wonder what all these things, maybe it's this, maybe it's a TV, maybe it's a foot
massager.
It's
a surprise package.
It's all the same thing. It's one thing.
It's one item.
It's one item and one item only. And I want to get the exact name correct before, but yeah, it's so after a while.
Oh, they're car seat covers.
Yeah, they're car seat covers. No. Just boxes upon boxes of car seat covers coming to your home. You don't even get to like have the fun of saying, ooh, someone sent some cold creams. No, it's just car seat covers all the time.
For a year.
No one won that contest. That's not a contest you want to win.
Kay of San Jose, California, and this isn't her real name.
I also love that she didn't give her real name.
Kay says she's utterly confused as to why tons of these big boxes filled with car seat covers keep showing up at her doorstep. She said it is nonstop. The mystery shopping spree now fills up half of her carport. What you see here is just a fraction because I've refused delivery on more packages than you can actually see in my carport.
And you would say to yourself, self, why don't you just call Amazon and say something about that? Which I'm sure she has. Getting Amazon to do anything on this level is one of the most difficult things. Someone hacked my mother-in-law's Amazon account.
Oh, no.
And you think Amazon and technology and everything, they could just say, easy and simple, we'll just do this and this and we'll take care of you. No, it became such a
nightmare.
She had to cancel the credit card
and
just delete the account because Amazon, not much of a help.
These items, again, they're all the same thing.
Yep.
They're car seat covers.
Yeah.
They're just piling up in Kay's garage in part because the online seller put her address on the return label. So she tries to send it back and it comes back to her.
Oh, I was going to say, for a moment, I'm like, and they're not even quality because people are sending them back.
Every time I was assured this would stop, I won't get any more of these packages. You'll hear from us in a day. She said she was offered a $100 Amazon gift balance. every month they just keep coming. More and more boxes with car covers, blocking her driveway, her mail carrier, her doorway. Kay doesn't know what to do anymore.
There you go.
She said, why is it my responsibility to handle this and not Amazon?
Exactly.
We're running out of time. That wraps up today's episode of... Thank you, Greg and Dom, and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media. Without you, nothing works.
Truly.
And thank you, most of all, for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Keep it right here. We have news coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow. It was a good show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.